Father, you are just molding our character in ways we have not yet experienced for a long time in this house. And so, thank you and bless the worship team for sticking. Hey guys, I'm going to ask that you now park your bottom on a cushion. Yeah. And sit up. We're not going to fight with the pillows at the moment. We're just going to park ourselves for a minute. Yes, and now we're just going to unpile them and sit on them. Here we go. Good job. So proud of you guys. That's awesome. Thank you, team, for staying focused. Woo! Nearly there. So, see, after all that happened, we started out saying this was the only festival where God was telling us to rejoice. Now, what does it mean for us to be rejoicing? What does it mean for us to rejoice? In fact, it's a command. It's not even a request from God. He says, you will rejoice. It's not even a nice one. Well, maybe when you're feeling okay, you can rejoice and, you know, be happy or something. No, he says, you will rejoice. It's a command that literally says, you shall be joyful. Shall be joyful. I've talked before about my life verse that says, search my heart, O Lord. Test my thoughts. See my anxiousness. And see if there's any wickedness in me. And then remove those things from me. Excellent job over here, huh? Remove those things from me and lead me in the way everlasting. The one next to it. I think it's in Nehemiah. It says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Ooh. Darling, some water, please. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank you. Those who are thirsty, come and drink. And rivers of living water, thank you, Lord, will flow from them. Rejoicing. I want to suggest a few ways today that we can rejoice. I may have a dead wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. Ask my husband. I have been confidently wrong many times. So I'm happy to be wrong today. But when I am feeling out of sorts, and staying at home on a Sunday morning is a no-no for me. I need to go and find myself in the presence of the saints. And healing comes. Oh, you just serve a few people. Healing comes. Restoration comes. Energy comes. Now, when I had brain surgery, clearly for me to say to my surgeon, I want to go to church on Sunday, was a no-no. So I want you to hear me well. With staples in my head, it would have made no sense for me to test this aneurysm and see whether it can burst. So clearly I stayed home. But when I am simply feeling out of sorts with the world, staying at home on a Sunday morning, it's not the best thing for me to do. Does that make sense? So being joyful for me says, go to church. Because guess what? Renata is always happy to see me. And joy is always ready to give me a hug. You know? And so I come to the people who care about me. To whom I can say, this morning, like I said to Charles, been to the bathroom already 3 times before the service. And Chelsea said, maybe if you calm down. And so we breathed in my office this morning. So in a practical way, spend time in the house of the Lord. Encourage one another. Call someone and take them for a coffee. Or ask them to take you for a coffee. Take a walk. Number 2, get outdoors and praise the Lord. If my joy is leaving, then staying in bed won't restore it as quickly as going to the window and looking at God's creation. Better yet, opening the door and getting some free vitamin D when the sun is shining in Whangarei, or getting some free fresh oxygen. Get outdoors. Ask someone to go for a walk with you. Restore your joy. Did you know that being joyful is a spiritual habit? It's a spiritual discipline. We can determine in our hearts, as difficult as it is, that I will be filled with joy, because what makes God happy, what brings God joy, will give me strength, says in His Word. And does God lie? No, He does not. Would He make something up? No, He won't. He knows what works for us. When you are in your car, put in a CD or something. I personally can drive from Whangarei to Auckland, and I rejoice in the silence, because I talk to people all the time. And so I've got, 3 hours of silence. Maybe the Lord is telling me to say amen at this point. Rejoice. Get into Scripture. Read it. Think about it. Talk to someone about it. Rejoice. It is a spiritual discipline. Being joyful is not only a spiritual discipline, it is your choice weapon of warfare. Do you think the enemy is going to hang around if you're filled with joy? He's doing everything in his power to undermine it, to rob you of it. Look at these kids, they're filled with sugar at the moment, parents. All these grapes, they are filled with joy and energy. And so let us focus our minds on Christ. As hard as it is, I kid you not, there were times when I was distressed. I remember one day I was writing this poem because I like to write, and I said to the Lord, loneliness is pervading my soul. And I had this whole family who loved me. But loneliness had invaded, and then it was pervading my very soul. And I don't know what your conversation's like with the Lord, but He said, Bridget, get up. And so I got up, and I'm going to smile because I don't look too nice when I cry, but I was sobbing. And He said, go to the mirror. And I stood in my bathroom in the mirror, and I looked at myself, and I looked myself in the eye. And you know what I realized in that moment? That God loves me. And I stood there and I said, Father, for all that I'm feeling as I'm feeling today, You love me completely. And You understand this. And you know, church, if someone, I'm digressing a little bit for 2 minutes, if someone is telling you that a Christian should not be discouraged or disappointed or despondent, they are lying to you. Am I stepping on someone's theology this morning? They are lying to you, because it says in the Word, when Christ was on His way to the cross, He was anguished and distressed. And He cried. So if someone tells you to harden up and don't cry, they are lying to you. It's not scriptural. And as He was there, crying, speaking about His distress, His Father came. And He submitted. He was disciplined. And He used His weapon of warfare against Satan himself. And He said, Your will. So we can do God's will when it suits us, or we can do God's will. Amen. So I need you to go away today and think. Yeah, some people say, well, don't like to write things down. I'm not asking you to write anything down. And I don't like listening to another sermon. I'm not asking you to listen to the sermon again. What I do want you to do is to take your natural mind and say to the Lord, I want to be part of this harvest when Christ comes. I want to look forward to His coming again. But You have given me these things called gifts. How can I offer them to you? Because you know what happens when you give your gifts away? They multiply 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold is the harvest. A good friend of mine who's also a pastor has given me permission to share this story. He had a pack of seeds and the seeds had expired. And he thought, well, he's a pastor. He will just bless these seeds and they will. And put them in the soil. And he was tilling the soil and was doing all sorts of things. Got his little patch ready and planted his expired seeds. I'm no gardener. But I looked at him and said, and? And he watered them and the weeds came out and he weeded them and he watered them and he tilled the soil. Put a little net over stuff. I don't know if we're supposed to do that. But anyway, these seeds never grew. There was no miracle. They're not miracle seeds. They're not Jack and the Beanstalk stuff. They did not grow. When we are sitting with seed that God has given us, and we think God said, bring them back to me unused. You're kidding yourself. They're going to expire. God wants a harvest. And there'll be a feast. And we are part of that. You know? These children over here, they are part of our harvest. People over here next to you, part of God's harvest is looking for something good. So let us rejoice. Amen. Father, we praise you and we worship you. And we thank you that you are so good to us, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that today we were on your wake-up list. You could have taken us in the night, but you didn't. You woke us up today. And you woke us up to be part of what you are doing. And we can choose to be part of what you are doing, or we can do our own thing. And we want to come, Lord, and say, here we are. We want to surrender old patterns that we've had. We want to feel a reawakening in our souls to serve you better and to serve you best, Father. We put our lives and our character into your hands to change them. And for the ones who have been hurt by multiple things, Father, we pray that your healing will come. And some may have been hurt in this church or outside of this church. And then we pray that your forgiveness will come, Father. And as we meditate on what you want us to do, help us to search our hearts and help us to allow you to search our minds and to test our thoughts. And then help us to do the thing you call us to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, team does have one song for us. I know if you feel, hey, it's been long, and you feel you need to go, that's okay. But I would love for the team to come and sing the song for us. And then I'll speak a blessing and we will thank you. And we will...